Monday night, and Tuesday might not be quite right. So come by Sunday, Sunday night I'm free.
Hello, welcome to Smashing Sundays, the first time we've ever actually recorded on a Sunday. I'm Beth Granville.
And I'm Lucy Pinder. And this is the episode six. So this episode is our six. This is the final ep of series one, and we are absolutely thrilled to be joined by star of Tonight at the Palladium.
Tonight at the Palladium, is that what it's called?
Yeah, fuck off. Fuck
off. No, I made that up.
Yeah, it's a good show. It's a good show. I mean, yeah, no, the star of Live at the Palladium.
Live at the Palladium.
Star of Tonight at the Palladium.
I think it is called that, actually.
Fuck,
hello,
sorry.
By the way.
But start again, then.
No, this is great.
No, that's funny.
This all right. Good stuff.
I'm going to see if you're going to laugh.
I thought it was called Live at the Palladium.
It doesn't matter what you thought.
Sorry.
It's
I haven't been on it.
In
so.
my research, it says Tonight at the Palladium.
I mean, I think it is called. I think it is called that.
I mean, you're always the star of it.
Now,
you
I
should
would also
know,
question
Adam.
Now, I think I was a bit part in Bradley Walsh's Tonight.
Shall
at the
I go joined by a bit
no,
part
I do find that
in
funny
Tonight
when
at the Palladium?
When comedians say star of Russell Howard's Good, and it's like, you're not the star of Russell Howard's Good, are you? I mean, there's a couple other people.
Unless
maybe.
You're Russell Howard.
I would say that he would never say that. I don't think he would, as a credit, say star of Russell Howard's Good News.
Do you introduce yourself
to,
as star of Tonight
I never
at the
have
Palladium?
A need to introduce myself.
Because people
know
who you are.
I have been on Tonight at the fucking Palladium. People, I turn up people and they just start, I say they continue the applause from the gig itself. It was, but
I can imagine.
Yeah, it was. I had to follow Jennifer Hudson, and I was on before James Blunt, so I was the biggest, most pathetic piece of shit on that. I was no one like
shit sandwich.
No. Jennifer Hudson. I've never seen anyone smash anything harder. And then James Blunt. I think I was just getting sick in my room, in my green room after that. I felt very odd, very odd indeed. But yes, thank you for coming. Thanks for coming. So today we'll be talking about
well, I had
oh, you need to list the
start of Live at the Comedy Store.
Oh yeah, oh,
the stand-up sketch show, which was really good fun.
Oh, was it?
Yeah,
I know.
It was to watch it.
Yet.
We haven't. I love this. People
Michael
are absolutely chomping.
People are going, who is it? Who is it?
Don't
keep throwing clues.
Oh my god, we could just not say your
that
name.
That would be quite fun. I mean, I'm not. Yeah.
And then when we like do the picture on the day of releasing the podcast that we do, just do a silhouette.
Yeah. Weirdly, I do come up as a silhouette in a lot of photos. It is quite weird.
Like those weird, do you remember the really horrible, like the reveals they used to try and do in the Red Tops when we were younger? They'd be like star caught having sex out of their marriage and stuff. And they'd have like, and you try and work out who it was.
Even though it's just it was just a normal black silhouette of a random person, surely.
Yeah.
I have quite an interesting shaped shadow. It doesn't look like me, so I don't know if this silhouette would.
You've got an imposter shadow.
It's an odd shaped shadow. If I was to see my shadow, I'd be like, I don't know who that is. Like, I don't know. There's something about my
would you recognise other people by this?
Yeah, I think so. Mary Poppins, she's got a load of distinctive shadows.
Oh, very.
She's got a
Bert,
great shadow.
Bert saw her shadow. Yeah, but do you remember Bert?
Yeah, and he started drawing the chalk round it.
Yeah, and he saw a shadow and he goes, Mary Poppins! Like that. And he was like, oh, by the way, my name is Adam Hess, please. Just, if any of this gold you're wondering.
I was just like, oh, I'm going to try and squeeze Adam's name in somewhere.
Yes, what's it on?
Way, Adam Hess.
Adam Hess, way. What an intro.
Welcome.
Hello.
Milk that.
Thank you for coming.
This is now the Adam Hess podcast.
We talk about what stuff I've done. And then what? How do these podcasts go? I don't know what the format is of podcasts generally, what you're going to do.
We'll just have a chat. And ours is very loosely based around what you get up to on a Sunday.
Okay, good. I like it.
Yeah.
Today is a Sunday, so what we're getting up to is this. So what do we talk about? What we've done already? We went to Krispy Kreme's and had a coffee, didn't we? Other coffees are available in the area, but we chose to go to Krispy Kreme's.
You say we chose.
I chose to go to Krispy Kreme's.
Beth sold us a doozy.
Yeah. You know it's famous for its coffee? The donut shop. I fancy some fruit. I'm going to go to McDonald's for a little fruit bag. That's what that felt like. But it's delicious. It's keeping me perky. This is my third of the day, so I feel spaced out already. I'm not meant to have this much caffeine.
But you've just got back from living in New York, haven't you?
I was living in good old Down Under. New York, Hollywood, baby. So I'm very jet-lagged. I'm jailed.
Jailed.
I'm jailed. My body is all over the place at the moment. So to talk about what I did this Sunday, it starts. I mean, I don't know what day of the week I'm in, but I flew.
We'll
back.
Say it again. It is Sunday.
Blinking bloody! I was in America. It was very cold. I didn't know how cold America was because they're liars. Like I looked on the website to see what the degree was in New York, and it was this weird code of Fahrenheit, and I thought it was like. I was like, I don't know what that is. But
so
I
you just packed Bermuda shorts.
I packed.
It's already high numbers.
What happened was I packed pretty much nothing. And then I thought, well, if it is cold, I'll buy a coat there. And then, I mean, I'm so fucking boring. I'm going to run away now. I thought I'll buy a coat there. Then I got there and I was in agony. My chest, basically, I think I'm not very in touch with my emotions or body. I think nobody taught me about my body as a child.
Are you dead inside?
So, no, I think I'm quite alive, but I'm very confusing. Okay. So I was like feeling, I was literally thinking, I'm really hungry. So I was like walking around New York on my first thing, I'm so hungry. Then after I kept eating, I was like, Adam, I don't think you're hungry, you're cold. I've never been that cold. Like my chest was cold. Oh. And I was like so confused about it. So I ate loads of food and I thought, I'm not buying a fucking coat. I'm not a wimp. So I spent 5 days.
Freezing.
Absolutely freezing. And as such, having to go into buildings just for safety. And so I went into just stuff because it was close. I went to the Natural History Museum. Fuck that. Just dogs. So fucking, I know all the animals. It was just dogs, like zebra, like stuffed bears. And I was like, I'm not learning anything.
That's not just dogs, is it?
It was like dogs, general four-legged whatever things. And it was, I hated it.
What did you go to New York for?
Went to New
just
York
to be
for,
freezing.
Well, yeah.
Went to New York for showbiz. I mean,
of course.
Yeah, we want to know what showbiz. We didn't think you went over just to be cult. And you're not allowed to talk about it.
I don't know
it.
If the audience has guessed this yet, but I am a comedian.
No.
I am.
What?
I went over there for a couple of gigs, for some meetings. I didn't know how much I'm going to swear in American meetings. And then I got really in my head about, I say meant to swear as if you're ever meant to swear. But I love to throw around.
What they like you to swear, or they don't?
I don't think they do.
I don't think they do.
Oh.
I think also you probably need to know someone before you say fuck. That's a nice view.
I tend to drop it quite soon because it relaxes me if I swear.
Mm. Yeah,
and we do swear a lot here. Mm. I think.
Oh, it's disgusting! It's disgusting.
Is it? I mean, they're just
yeah. They looked at me like I was like a chimney sweep or something.
Did you slip the C word in? Americans don't like the C word, do they?
What else did I do? I went there also. I don't know, how should I measure this? Yeah.
We can edit it if you get nervous later.
Yeah, if you say something and really regret it.
No, it was fine. I did a gig where I wasn't that funny and I was ashamed. Really ashamed of myself. And kind of felt like saying, yeah, you guys have no idea. If I did that joke in Britain.
Imagine you just having a meltdown, being like, you just didn't get it.
And also, there was a lot of, it was fun. But yeah, I'm back here now. And
slightly warmer, body temperature feeling better.
And also,
better.
You fed me a sort of a cake.
It's a pastel de nata.
I've never heard of oh, there's an eyelash in it. Great. There's an eyelash or some sort of short hair inside the custard.
No,
it's embedded within the custard, which is fine. I've not had a sugar
make
treat.
A wish.
I've not eaten anything
to never
like this
eat one of these
in
again,
years.
Please.
I'm not this is not part of my what's the mouth
lexicon.
Mouthicon. Diet. I guess
mouthicon.
Diet is the word. It's quite fun, but I don't.
You're looking at it like you're not enjoying it.
No, I think I've just. I've heard
the eyelash.
Every time I see you're eating, so remember when we did a working day together last year? And was it you got the saltiest food?
Yeah, I think it was an assassination attempt.
What's
it was an assassination.
Adam ordered this food and I tasted a bit and it was like eating the sea.
Cum.
It did taste like cum.
What was it?
I didn't want to admit I knew what cum tasted like, so I didn't say it at the time. But now I've fed you the sweetest thing in the world.
Yeah, I basically...
We'll have a Goldilocks.
This is how
thing
I feel about what humans would call tasty, delicious snacks. Like frivolous food. Like sugary things. I just want to survive, okay? All I need to do is survive. Games, sweets. I'm like, this is a waste of time. This is a waste of important time. Every time I put something like a candy in my mouth, I basically
America.
I basically hear in my head, as I put like something like a donut, bit of donut in my mouth, and I hear in my head basically the sentiment, oh, this is meant to be fun, is it? Like, I'm like, what is the point in this? It is a bit of fun having a little unnecessary food. I have no idea why I'm
scared. I know what you mean. I'm a bit like that with like sweets and stuff. I just think, oh, I don't really.
I just love it. Like, I love chocolate. I love sweets. I really genuinely I just love a bit of cake.
I love croissants and.
You do.
I like homemade cake because I'm a very good baker.
Yeah.
And I find like shop bought cakes too sweet.
Yeah, and they're never as nice.
No.
First of all, I cannot eat croissants because I get crumbs on me very easily, and croissant is the crummiest.
Oh yeah,
of all of them.
Get covered.
I don't eat meat, and I keep forgetting how many different words there are for meat. I wish it was just called meat, but no. You go into Pret and there's a croissant, and it's called like prosciutto and cheese, and I'm like, well, I don't know what the fuck that is. Is that a leaf? Is it a cheese? I don't know. Number of times I've eaten meat in a croissant, it's quite nice.
How long have you not eaten meat?
Just a couple of days, but I mean, I go to Pret a lot. No, years, but like, I fucking ate meat the other day. I was in the airport in New York, America, and I got some fucking ramen. And I didn't read it properly, and it was bacon ramen.
Oy.
I was like, I guess I eat bacon now. It was a bit of fun.
We talked about that for ages on the last podcast, that I haven't eaten meat for 27 years. And I ate duck the other week. Because out of politeness, because someone served it to me. I won't tell the story again, because I spent 20 minutes on the last podcast. Yeah. It just happened. But it is weird that when you go, oh, right, well, that's just happened. That's not something I do.
Wait, so you ate a whole duck?
Just a leg.
Beak.
Just a leg.
Adam, you're gonna have to listen to the last podcast because we can't tell it again.
No, I'm genuinely not gonna tell it again. But yeah, it's mad when you just don't do it.
I've been eating a duck's foot. Just. By the way, I don't mind if you edit out the rest of that story and just cut in hard with me interrupting. Say, I would eat a duck's foot. I would give fucking anything to eat a duck's foot, a kitten's ear, or a bat's wing. And I've thought about that for years. Those are my three favourite things.
Things that you'd find in a witch's cauldron.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's something you'd find in a psychopath's diary, which is like...
diary.
Yeah,
I don't even
want to eat them. I just think a bat's wing, I just want to put between my lips because they look so sweet and gentle. I love bats. I think they're very cute. Do you not agree?
Then what the hell do you want to eat its wing for?
I just want to know. Put it between my lips.
Okay.
Like, have you ever put like a kitten's ear in your mouth? Are you kidding? It's amazing. Or a dog's ear, because it's so soft. And then you just put...
Yeah, I think probably I had these two kittens when I was younger, Meg and Mog. And I did, just like rub them on my face. And I probably, I mean, yeah, I can imagine what that...
Did you suck their ears?
I can imagine what having a kitten's ear on my mouth would feel like.
It's just so thin, you think. I don't even know if it's there. But
I haven't extended that to the desire to put a bat wing in my mouth.
You know a really well backlit kitten?
Yeah.
A good light shining behind the kitten.
You can just see the veins.
Glowing.
That's what I want in my...
But then, so I get that with the bat's wing and the kitten's ear, but where does the duck's foot come in?
When I see, you won't believe how I know this, but a backlit duck who's lying down,
with its webbed
feet up, splayed up in the air, when a beam of light... I don't know, I think that thin bit of a duck's foot, I'm like, pop it in my mouth. It looks so soft. Also, like that bit, the webbed bit of a hand. You know that? It just looks cool. For the benefit of the tape, the defendant is making it. I don't know. I think this is about a bit creepy.
We're all putting that in our mouth.
I'm sorry. Oh, you can edit this. I'm so sorry. But eating meat.
We've gone real avant-garde.
I do secretly like meat. It's great.
I
just don't eat it because it's modern, isn't it? I'm just trying to look cool. Trying to look like a stand for something.
I don't think I particularly like it that much anymore. I don't know.
I think I just realised I'm a fucking piece of shit. I feel bad. I think it's like I was waking up feeling bad every day and I thought, I guess it must be the snacks I'm eating, not the 15 pints that I'm drinking at night. Like, I need to go vegan. And it's like, no, you eat.
You've got hangover anxiety.
You drink poison. Very frequently. I should give up.
But you can't do it all.
Lunchables.
But you kind of can't do it.
Stop drinking something that is famously poison. Something that is so bad it makes you go mad immediately.
Sure, but if you're going to choose, like, I, because I've always eaten really healthily and I cook a lot and I'm sort of, I kind of think I don't want to eat like shit and booze. Yeah. You know? So I kind of think at least like getting drunk's really fun. And I know I say I enjoy eating cake, but having a pint is more fun than having a bit of cake. You get more out of it. Alcohol goes in, fun comes out. Whereas with cake, cake goes in. Well, I
yeah, but
so.
Some people not are really bad drunk.
Yes. Yeah, not everyone enjoys it. But for me personally, I love a drink.
I think I do. I mean, I famously
it's just fun.
Do.
I famously do
love it.
Well, it's everything
it's
in moderation.
It's a good social
boring,
lubricant,
but...
isn't it? It's a laugh. Like, everything is a bit more fun.
I personally think.
I mean, I must, like...
I was trying to work out the other day how many thousands of pounds I've dropped on pints that I don't even remember.
Yeah.
And I was like, I could have bought... Could have bought more pints with. I mean, what the fuck? What would I buy with that? I've got nothing.
That's the thing, though. You just spend. I gave up smoking on New Year's Day.
Congratulations.
And it's going fine. And I thought, I'm save a load of money. You just spend it on food.
I know
food.
People say to me, "Have you noticed cigarette money?" And I'm like,
nope.
"No, I'm just
spending more on booze
and e-cigs."
Yeah.
They're not cheap, are they?
A boy owes me £200 from 10 years ago, and I'm always furious about it. I will never not think about it, and it's just like I paid an annoying
amount of money. Like that's
like,
not 20.
But it was like it was so much money to me back then. Now I'm like, oh yeah, it's not that bad. But I keep thinking to myself, like, I could have that now. No, I won't.
What does he? What was it for?
I paid his rent. I paid it. I lived in a town where it was very cheap.
And
rent.
He was like, I'm good for it. I'll give it back.
I said, I'll give it back.
He just never did.
He was like my best mate. And then he found it easier to just never speak to me ever again. He was a really nice guy. He is a very nice guy. But he just thought,
You've never spoken.
You don't forget.
He thinks I forgot because I'm famously dumb. But he thinks...
famously spent so much money on... I gave it back to you and you were drunk spending all that money on pints.
Yeah. So I saw him like ages later and he said, can I get you a drink? And I politely said, oh, I'll get this. And I was like, so now it's actually £204. So, yeah, I didn't...
I'll do this because that way we can just tack it on.
Yeah, just add... You wire it to me. But, I'm trying to not be a pisshead anymore. And then it'll make Sundays more fun. There we go. Full circle.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Nice.
Bring it back, Adam.
Nice.
I don't remember what I've done for a single Sunday for the last 10 years. Because of any value, I don't know what day of the week it is normally. Not because I'm an alcoholic. I'm not.
I was going to say maybe you shouldn't.
I don't. Sundays, like because in my head, I never know what day of the week. So yesterday, I didn't know it was a Saturday until I left the house and I thought, everyone looks very pretty today. And I thought,
does everyone look gross in the week?
Yeah, everyone's making it. It was like 6:30. I'd left the house. And,
in the evening.
And everyone was all like glammed up to
it's
go.
It's a funny
through.
Observation that people look a bit prettier. You do notice things. Like we talked about, you see more families on the tube and annoying people who don't
on
know
Sundays,
how to use the tube on a Sunday. And this morning when I was coming up, it was like 9 a.m. and there was just nobody around.
I was like,
that's the quietest London is a Sunday morning. So you see more people at 6 a.m. that are coming home from a night out than you will at 9 a.m. It's like a ghost town. It's so weird.
I used to work at Gatwick Airport and my shift would start at 6 a.m. and I didn't live close to Gatwick. So I would get like a 4:30 a.m. train to get to work.
That's filthy. I used to do that in Canada. 4:30 is a gross time. I used to have
that's
a breakfast
horrible
shift
time
that.
It was
to get
a
up.
Sad, I didn't know it existed, but I didn't know you could. I'd never been out of the house at 4:30 probably, and I'd be on the train. The only people on my train would be either people like coming back from a night out, half asleep, not knowing they'd missed their stop at Clapham Junction and were on their way to Brighton at the moment. So it was either them and air stewards on their way to work.
Yeah.
And I was like, I could tell everyone was looking at me going, what one are you?
Like, who are you?
Have you gone out so... Yeah, because I don't look like... And it was the saddest thing. Like, a completely empty train. And then I would have to go through customs to get to work in the morning, which was awful. Literally, I had to go through metal...
What were you doing there?
Selling... fucking anything. Like, it was in the south, it was in the duty free bit.
Yeah.
And I would have to just say, do you want some perfume? And they'd go, from you? You stink. And I'd go, I have a whiskey then. And they go, no, go away. And it was so sad. And I would always have to dress up as like a tennis player to hand out Tim's, or like, what else would I hand out? Yeah, just
sounds like an absolute riot.
Yeah, and what people when I handed you were like, I'd hand out Baileys every single day if I was handing out strawberry Baileys, which I did for like 2 weeks. Everyone would like sip it and then go, "Oh, it tastes like strawberries and cream." I was like, "Fuck off!" Like, I don't know. People would say the same thing to me every day, and the rule was you weren't allowed to chat to any other employee while you were there. Which is very,
what?
Very,
I hate those things.
Very weird rule.
Yeah, then, where you just can't chat. Like, I worked somewhere where they'd be like, "Girls, stop chatting."
We get this.
That's great.
I was fired for the saddest reason, because I don't know if you can tell this from my voice. I look incredibly boring. I look like I'm wearing all black. My face is just a standard skull. Yeah, I look like I've got a white guy, skull. Got dark brown hair, fucking, yeah, I look very normal.
Adam, you've got a great beard.
That's very kind. It's, but I didn't then. No distinguishing features. I was fired because my boss messaged me one day saying, "Where were you today?" And I was like, "I was at work. We spoke." And she was like, "I don't remember that." And I was like, "It was 2 hours ago." And I was like, I'm on my way back now. We did speak." And she was like, you were not in work." And I'm so boring that she didn't even remember.
You got sacked for not showing up at work.
Yeah, despite
and
the
you
fact
were
I
there.
Literally did turn up. It was so sad. I had a teacher.
That's so sad.
I had a PE.
That happened to Dave Charms, actually, our editor.
Oh, yeah, really?
He'd been working somewhere at this charity for ages.
Oh, my God.
And he got this card, this leaving card. He hadn't really spoken to anyone.
Oh.
And, like, he's... someone had written in the card, "Hope everything's great for you when you go back home to Poland."
Oh my God.
And he was like, they didn't even know like where I was from.
Where is he from?
Oxford.
Amazing.
And he was just, yeah, he said it did nothing for his confidence, because people were clearly going, "Oh, send this card for Dave, he's leaving." Who?
Oh,
no one
my
knew
God.
He was. He was like, "I'm so fucking nondescript."
But
and someone
it was
just
weird guess to make, Poland. Like, it's like just like when
that's
you go
strange,
back home.
That's strange, yeah.
I used to, I've had like, I think about 20 jobs now, and I, in all of them, there's something about the way I look where people think, that's a boring thing over there. And it would always take about a month or two before someone said, this phrase has plagued me, which is, "You're all right, actually." I'm like, fuck off,
oh
actually.
Oh my God.
I'm like, what?
That's so offensive.
Yeah, and I worked in...
And patronising.
I worked in Boots for a while, and people just wouldn't talk. They did not talk to me. And it was so sad. I think part of it was because I was at a time... I used to read a book. That's a bit boring, bit actually. It's too long. Edit that bit out. But long story short, people can't stand the sight of me. And I was trying to. There was
so you're like, "I'm going to stand on stage, so they have to."
No, yeah, exactly. They have to. There was a PE teacher. This is true. I've told this to friends before, and they think I'm missing out on an important detail of the story. This is completely true. I was once in a PE lesson, and my PE teacher came up to me and said, "What are you doing here?" And I was like, "What?" And he was like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "What do you mean, what am I doing?" And he said, we're in the gym of the school, like the gym with weights and stuff. And he said, "This is just for children." He thought I was a man that had just come in from the street and started working out near all these fucking kids.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I am a child.
How old were you?
I was 18, 17. And he'd been my PE teacher for all of sixth form, so like 18 months. And he said, "I've never seen you before." And I was like, "You are my PE teacher." And he goes, then he genuinely said, "Fine, what's your name?" And I was like, "It's Adam Hess." And he did a look of like, "Well, I've never heard that name before." And he'd just done the register. Yeah. And I went,
"Is this like a Superman thing? Did you have a pair of glasses on?" And you took them off.
I didn't know what the... And then he said, I said, "Check the register." I said, "Check the register, my name." And he's like, "Well, it's not, it's in my office." And then like, he gave me a look as if to say, "All right, just this once, I'll let you off." And like, do you know what I mean? Like, all right, you, but don't let me catch you again being all nondescript and nothing.
That's mad.
It decimated my self-esteem. It would always.
That is what you do. Partly why you do what you do.
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Also, a thing I get two named a lot. So lots of people get.
What, Adam
Hess? Yeah. People. No one has ever referred to me as Adam. It's always. So even if someone's like saying. If I see someone on the phone, like at a gathering, and they go, "Yeah, come over, I'm with all my friends. I'm with Lucy, Beth, John, Rob, Tim, and Adam Hess." I'm like, what the fuck? Don't double name.
That's because you're a little bit famous, though.
I've had that weird thing
like when I lived in Winchester and used to go out and there'd be like a friend of a friend and they'd go, oh, Lucy Pinder, can I buy you a drink? And I'd be like, why is this person?
That is because you're who you are, though.
But it's really strange.
I'm sure the LP brand is really odd.
Yeah, that's different. Like, this is just like, I think people go, Adam, never heard of an Adam in my life. Adam Hess.
Not of Adam and Eve, Adam Hess. Yeah,
it's not not great fun. So I should probably stop wearing all black. I was told to buy more interesting clothes in New York City, America. So I went to a shop called Uniqlo.
Uniqlo.
I've been there.
We've got that in London too.
I recognised the logo. I thought it was like a plumbing brand or something. It looks very.
I know what you mean. They're like.
It's very efficient. It's a very efficient logo. And I was shown around, shown how to look chic, which is not spelt how you'd think it is. And bought all these clothes. I think the new me is going to be a lot more.
What did you buy?
Top hat.
Nice. Tails.
Well, I bought
cane.
I bought a sort of shirt, which was twixt neat. It was basically, I do not know what the purpose of it is. Like, it's meant to be just draped over you to look cool. And I'm like, to me, the idea of looking cool is like, what function is it providing, thank you? And then this girl was like, no, it's just, you just wear it.
Was it a jacket?
I have no idea. It's not a fucking jacket. It's just, you put it on your body.
Adam, is it a scarf?
No, it's a shirt. That goes on top of a t-shirt, and I'm like, what's the point in that?
Okay.
Well, as in you're not allowed to do it up.
You're not meant to do it up, and it just looks good. And I'm like, why would I?
Wear a cardigan?
No, you wear a cardigan because you're a fucking loser. That's why you wear a cardigan.
I love a cardigan.
Yeah, so do I.
What have you got against cardigans?
I thought cardigans in? Cardigans.
I don't know. They're just, they keep you, so like, say you want to wear a denim jacket or something, it's incredibly boring, but they're just in a layer. It's a layer.
Style tip.
That's what I was thinking. Something over a t-shirt is a layer. It's spring and it's warm and it's not cold enough to wear a coat, you don't want to go out in a
layer
t-shirt.
I need style tips. The girl that was showing me these things, I think we became romantically involved in America, and I think she was like, I don't want to be seen. I need him to look better. She must have thought that.
Oh, yeah, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that. It's happened.
I wonder what that's like.
Yeah, no idea.
It's happened. Has it happened to you then?
Yeah, well, we would have, we have a discussion. About, can you tell a boy to not wear things?
Oh, yeah, right. Something really puts you off.
Dress sense. Yeah, that would be better, to be honest. And I was like, I can't say, do you mind not wearing that?
But what was it? Don't fucking.
No, but it's like.
All right.
It's like the only time I've kind of done that is I really don't like clean shaven. I don't like a man to not have any facial hair. And then definitely got the memo. So like a couple of times in the past, I've sort of been seeing somebody, and if I turn up and they're clean shaven, I'm furious.
Oh really? And you've never told them that.
Well, kind of try and hint. But you just sound like a bit of a dick.
Sexy, apropos of nothing.
Okay, this sounds weird. As a bearded gentleman, I don't believe anyone when they say they find beards good. I think beards are a disgusting. I think they're a symbol of absolute depravity.
No, I think every man looks better with a bit of, at least a bit of stubble.
Okay, Nick Carter. Brian. Okay, I'm just going to go through all the
Backstreet Boys.
Yeah. Are you kidding? Album one, all clean shaven, the five most attractive boys in the world.
No, but they were attractive to us when we were like 13.
You were younger than that.
How old was I? And when did the Backstreet Boys come out?
They were also 15, which I think lots of us have forgotten. But I think my idea of beauty is literally
the Backstreet Boys.
It's a feminine type of beauty that we were sold in the 90s. So like Leonardo DiCaprio, Backstreet Boys.
Leo looks better with a bit of stubble.
Yeah.
Excuse you. No. Like, okay, who would you rather
go on
marry? Revenant Leo, the only bearded Leo.
Yeah.
Or any other Leo? other than...
Well...
Yeah, any other Leo, but we're obsessed with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, I take him
so
clean shaven.
So we just do, we're blind.
I genuinely used to think that... Okay, so when AJ got a beard in Backstreet Boys, I genuinely thought that was propaganda to make him look ugly so that the other four would be loved more. I just did not understand why the fuck would they allow a Backstreet Boy to have a beard. It's disgusting.
It's about fashion, though, as well, isn't it? Yeah. Things do come in and out of fashion. And beards are in fashion at the moment. So I don't know. It's really, I'm wearing things now that I wouldn't have dreamt of wearing 10 years ago because somebody said they're in fashion.
Well, your cape that you're wearing.
That my cape I'm wearing.
I am furious that now I'm bearded. People say, oh, that looks nice. I was like, well, where were you when no one fancied me for the last 30 years? People are now like going, oh, that looks, as if to say, you did look awful when we could
see
what you
Do you get more female attention now you've got a beard?
No. I get no, not attention. I get the same amount of people shouting abuse at me. But now, it's,
you know what I mean?
I get friends just saying, you look nice. But it's more of a, you look surprisingly nice for you. I never have a compliment about like what I'm wearing without an implicit actually. Like, sort of like, you look nice. Like for the man who's wearing it. So I normally look a bit bedraggled.
Do you think that's people that... I think people that are a bit socially awkward. Like, we've talked about this. I really hate when I have, like, a few friends and acquaintances that are going, oh, you've lost weight. I haven't. And I'm like, you're either saying it or you think I'm, like, fatter. And when you see me, you go, oh, actually, you're not as fat as I thought
you
were.
Is that their way of saying, like, I want to compliment you?
I think but I don't know.
And
then
I want to slag off the old you.
I think it's just people that are a little bit void of, I don't know.
I think compliments.
Personality. Go, compliments oh, what, like robots, time. What do people say? Oh, I know, I'll tell her she looks skinny.
A genuine
skinny.
Compliment is really nice. And I think that we do find them hard to take. You get sort of, I get a bit flustered if someone says something nice to me. I'm like, oh, okay. And I'll just instantly deflect it. Go, oh, no, I mean, I probably haven't done this. Or just thanks.
Yeah, in the mad sci-fi situation that someone says I look nice, I'm like, what the fuck do you want me to do with that? It's a conversation killer. Because I can't say so to you, because they don't. but if they don't, then what do you... Or if any compliment, you go, well, what do I do with that? But if... what's quite funny since getting a beard is the number of people that discuss whether or not I'm ugly in front of them. Like, people... When you've got a beard, people say... People in front of you go, yeah, I don't like beards. And then someone else goes, I like beards. And then they just stare at you.
Yeah, yeah.
They work out like, yeah, I don't like it. So basically saying, he looks like a piece of shit. And also, I get guys coming up to me, basically coming out that they can't grow a beard. They go, yeah, I can't grow a beard.
Yeah, I didn't know this. Loads of men just can't.
Yeah, loads of men can't.
You didn't know
grow
this.
A beard. No, that I just...
And it's funny when people go, like, oh, well done. It's like, well, you're just congratulating their genetics. It's like you are when you say anyone's good looking, I guess. It's like, well, they're...
Or a comedy genius. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, yeah. Adam Hess, ladies and gentlemen.
I had my beard trimmed while I was in the United States because it was too long, and apparently it can be too long. I thought beards are apparently cool. The longer the beard, the cooler I am. Apparently, I massively missed it.
It's a real sweet spot, isn't there, when it's too long and you go from going, oh, that looks great, to going, absolutely not.
I looked
We're
like,
an AJ from Backstreet Boys territory.
No, yeah. I look like I look like an auntie would. No, I didn't look like an auntie.
I was like, my auntie.
I look like an auntie would go, do you need some money? Like something like that. Like, it looked like I needed help.
Like a hobo.
That's what it was only now since I've seen photos of me. It looks like, I'm between albums.
Yeah.
And I want
you're in your creative
phase. Edinburgh poster for the show you just did, you haven't got a beard, have you? And weirdly, because you've been saying about wearing all black, you're wearing all white.
Yeah.
So you were, it's like you've...
You're all on
And I only know this because I was sat on the toilet at the Pleasance on Friday.
Thank you.
I was just looking at you.
Oh, really?
Because I went to see Robin Morgan's show, which was brilliant, on Friday night.
That. No, no, no.
And,
it's all about me today.
And so I just sat down on the loo and went, oh, this is Adam Hess.
Completely clean shaven.
On the back of the...
I did have a breakdown.
But it's funny because you're completely clean shaven and you're wearing all white on that poster, and that's how I last saw you on Friday night when I was on the loo, and now you're sat in front
and
of me
I'm
with a beard in full black.
I'm Adam's evil twin.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I had a breakdown. I hit 30 and I went, everything's got to change. Everything's got to change. So I now don't shave. I wear all black. And I kill cats.
For their ears.
Put their ears in your mouth.
Yeah. It would be a real breakdown. I just thought,
did you at 30? Yeah, I was right at 30. 31, I think I had a bit of a...
I'm actually not fine. I just thought, you know, when you go, I'm deleting Facebook. I was like, why are you deleting Facebook? I was like, I don't know, everything's shit. But the beard is a. Also, I'd be interested to see if Facebook's facial recognition knows who I am anymore. Or maybe, I wonder if Facebook knows when someone's got a beard, has suddenly started growing a beard, and then they're like, this guy's lost his mind, let's advertise stuff to him that people who are having a breakdown need. Like, what would that be? A motorbike? Well, midlife crisis. They can probably tell when I'm having a midlife crisis.
Getting lots of gym membership.
Undoubtedly be, especially if they got your birthday.
They got my birthday, yeah. But sorry for staring at you on the toilet. It can't be very pleasant.
I felt like I was very much staring at you, actually. No,
it can't be very pleasant.
No, I did ask them to take it down.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't an official post. It wasn't
really
an official
post. Really inappropriate.
I just put my face in. Yeah. But I think I need to start buying more interesting clothes. I think wearing all black or all white, just it's like fewer decisions to make every morning.
Well, this is why, like world leaders always
exactly,
wear
Obama.
The same thing. So it's just one less thing to think about.
Yeah. That's why I want to stop eating food and just have slurry every day. It's one less thing to worry about. And you just drink.
Yeah, I sort of dated someone that said, if I could just take a pill instead of having... He was like, I just eat to fuel. And I thought, that's really dull.
I know lots of boys have said
that.
Food.
So do I love cooking.
Yeah, but
food.
Bollocks, three times a day is the thing you eat nice. It can't be.
Well, yeah.
Really? You don't really need to eat three times a day.
Twice
if you're not an athlete.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think so.
Unless you're an athlete.
No, but as in, we think we need to eat
king of
so
England?
Much more than we do.
True.
I just think, you can really sort of, I think we all probably eat too much and focus. It's like, God, I'm not lunch. It's like, I've literally just had breakfast.
Yeah, and you think it's always good? Because the slop that I buy now,
I won't eat something that's gross. I care too much about my calorie intake. If something's gross, I won't eat it. I would rather not waste the calories.
Yeah.
Okay. So would you... Let me think.
I'll just have bananas and nuts. If there's not anything readily available, I can't
chimpanzee.
Cook anything. Yeah. I'll have bananas and nuts.
I've decided the amount of time... I cooked a thing the other day, and then 45... I spent maybe an hour and a half cooking this thing. 45 minutes later, it was literally shit. It was literally shit. And I was like, you fucking kid. Like, that took hours. I didn't even take a photo of it. I cooked it was a beautiful food thing. It was all very colourful and beautiful.
What was wrong with it?
No, it turned into shit in my body.
Were you just cooking it for yourself?
Yeah, because I'm a lonely man. I'm a spinster. What's that mean? I don't know. But I was like, what the fuck's the point? I'm never doing that ever again.
So you cooked something, it was nice, you ate it, and then you were like, but like that didn't add anything, any kind of enjoyment to my evening? Or
no, I burned my naked body. I cooked naked. Because I cook with shirtless, because otherwise you ruin your clothes. You're all white.
I've got an apron.
Yeah, I don't... And I... I just thought, right, that's it. So I bought this stuff called Huel. Have you heard of Huel?
No.
Huel.
I haven't. What's Huel?
A nourishment powder.
Yeah, my brother told me about this.
Right.
He does it when he's fasting.
Well, I hate to burst his bubble, but it's very foody.
Yeah, but he'll just have that. It's a replacement, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nursing for say he's doing a 14-hour shift, and he'll get up and just ride it out and not, because me and my brother both put on weight so easily. And he used to be a boxer, so when you're a young athlete, your body always needs that many calories.
Yeah.
Anyway, we both struggle with our weight. We both just put on weight as soon as look at a pastel donata and then just eat them anyway because we like them. But yeah, we do. We both try and do intermittent fasting as a weight loss thing, and it's just good for your health, isn't it? But then he'll just have to, he'll just try and not eat, have anything, and then he'll have one of those. So he's just got all of his nutrients in one thing.
It's so funny
not every day.
It's so funny how this thing called intermittent fasting, people are calling it a new way of losing weight. It's like, no, it's just not eating food. It's the oldest way.
Yeah.
But it's a long time in comparison to what we used to.
I'm going to do that. I want to just live forever. Apparently, if you just don't eat, you live forever. Or something like that. I didn't read the full article.
Adam Hess diet.
Yeah,
I saw this
thing on iPlayer, which is just don't eat. And then there's a mouse. There was a mouse. They just didn't let him eat anything. And then he just lived a third of the time longer. The normal mice just eat cheese.
I don't think you've read that.
No, it did. It was a third. It was no. The man.
Sorry, the mice were intermittent fasting.
The mice were intermittent fasting.
No, the health benefits are amazing. Apparently,
yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's great, but you have to then eat something. And
just, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't just...
I don't know about that. I'm going to see how long I can go, and then I'll leave.
It's like always Lent in Adam's house.
Hunger strike.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Is it Lent yet?
I literally, I've got this... Yeah, I can't believe I'm not, like, dangerously overweight. I'm so scared of hunger. I'm so scared of it that I was saying before we were recording, I need food on my person at all times.
So you don't enjoy food, but you just feel the need to...
I think also...
Quash the hunger.
Like I said before about not knowing if I'm cold or itchy or what, I found out recently, sometimes when you... This is so dumb. I found out recently, sometimes if you think you're hungry, you're actually thirsty.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, I've not had a cup of water in 5 years. And so I keep going, I know I've just had a whole roast dinner, but I do need another roast dinner. And it's like, Adam...
You need a glass of water.
Yeah, so I just...
Like, I always mistake thirst for hunger, I think.
Yeah, I'm an absolute mess. But yeah.
Well, we were saying this because I put on giving up smoking Christmas, put on loads of weight. And I said, I remember thinking, I haven't been hungry for like a couple of months. Like, it's scary. And then you go...
Oh, so you think that it's just the desire for a fag?
No, I just think that I was over eating. And I just thought to myself, and I thought, oh, this is... I've got to lose some weight. I thought, God, I don't think I've been hungry for about 2 months. I've literally just been...
It's an oral fixation.
Yeah,
isn't it? It's just like you're
it is. It's the oral fixation of not having a cigarette. You kind of go, I need to put something in my mouth.
I know the idea of being, yeah, I think if I could just walk around, I genuinely thought about this when I was at uni, about like buying an intravenous drip, just slept on it within. And I didn't even think about, Adam, are you good with the needle? But I just thought, I just can't cook. Every time I cooked, I'd get ill, because I was like, I couldn't cook. I would just throw up all the time, and our oven didn't work, so I would have to boil sausages, like, you know, those Sainsbury's basic sausages. And it's really hard to tell if a sausage is boiled. Correct, like, cooked all the way through.
I've been to your house. I'm so glad you didn't offer me any food.
I'm a wonder.
Boiled sausage, anyone?
I'm a wonder now. But when I was at uni, yeah, I would eat like boiled Sainsbury's basic sausages, and then I would like so frequently did it happen. I'd bite into it, and the middle was still like pink ice cream.
Foul.
And I think I don't mind. I'm not turning the gas on again. And I would finish these frozen pork sausages.
And you complained about an eyelash in your pastel
dinner. I love it. It's a bit of variety in your diet, builds up the immune system, and I'd be ill all the time.
No wonder you have an issue with food.
Yeah, I'm petrified
of
it.
You spent your late teens poisoning yourself.
Did your parents just used to cook for you all the time?
Well, of course they did.
When you were a kid.
Stupid question. No, 8-year-old. Of course you...
No, but I cooked from when I was really young.
How young?
Five. She had a fag in her mouth.
No, my parents worked full time, right? My brother was born when I was 8. So he was 2. He took up a lot of my mum's time, and he was quite a high maintenance baby.
If you're about to say that
I used to cook a lot.
When you were 9. You were cooking when you were 9?
Yeah.
I don't believe you.
This is...
Ask my mum.
Okay, I'm not in year 10. I'm not going to ask your mum.
I cooked from when I was young.
Okay. What did you cook?
Started off because
you helped whisk.
I had an a la carte kitchen when I was really little, so like to learn all the basics from that. No, I started off with stuff like beans and waffles, you know, like veggie sausages, whatever.
Beans and waffles. Beans, I get it.
Potato waffles, like you grill those, like make some beans. I just learned to cook just basic things from when I was quite young.
Started
and then
doing
I just started
duck a l'orange at 9.
Yeah.
I used to cook. I was very certainly by the time I got to uni, and my mum cooked. My mum's a great cook, but it wasn't every night my mum would, because she worked full time. She wasn't always.
I remember the first thing I cooked on my first day of uni. I had no idea what I was doing. None.
Yeah, see, that is mad to me. You'd go to your first year of uni and not even be able to cook a basic.
What I did is I cut up a potato, and I put it in a frying pan with tinned tomatoes, curry powder, and Spam.
I have no idea. Even...
And it ruined the smell of my halls for a whole term. All this curry.
They're probably still haunted.
I didn't know that. I didn't know you meant to, like, this sounds so awful. I didn't know you meant to, like, boil potatoes before you cook, because they're, like, wood.
Yeah.
So it took...
That's mad that you didn't know that.
Oh, shut up. I knew all the capitals of the world. I didn't need to know potato stuff. I'm not a farmer. I was just like, I was living my life, like being a cool guy. All of a sudden, I was like, you have to fend for yourself. You're in the streets. And then I just absolutely ruined my halls. And then after that, I was like, all right, it's just pasta from now on. And then I became the oddest shaped boy. Such an odd shaped boy.
Whose shadow no one would recognize.
Yeah, like creepily skinny but fat at the same time. Just like, and it was horrible, horrible digestive problems. But look at me now.
Have you got better at cooking?
Ooh, no.
No.
I know. I think I have. I say better at cooking. I'm more adventurous.
Okay.
But it's bad. I cooked a curry last night and burnt it. I didn't know you could cook I didn't know you could burn wet food. But you evidently can. Yeah, so it's like the whole yellow...
Adam, how old are you?
We think 30. We don't know for sure. We think 30. I burnt it because I was watching Marie Kondo. You know Marie Kondo?
No.
We don't know Marie Kondo?
No.
It's a Netflix program about how to tidy your house. It's big news.
I mean, I'm already all over that, aren't I?
Yeah.
I'm quite tidy.
It's the lady
so
who invented the phrase, throw something out if it doesn't spark joy. You know that phrase?
Oh, I'd be throwing everything out.
Really? Then throw everything out.
God.
Apparently you're meant to go around your house and touch something, and if it doesn't spark joy or provide a use for you, you're meant to throw it out. And then it's a whole...
That's a great show, massive. Yeah.
It's a really big documentary. There's loads of people who are listening to this right now going, guys, how have you not? This is the biggest news. It's like The Wire.
Oh, it's because we've been hooked on all the serial killer ones on Netflix.
Enough of that. It's too much, too...
Mind-boggling.
Yeah, I want a good, jolly Netflix doc. One about like a man that keeps... I think this is why this one's so big, this Netflix documentary, because it's just a really lovely Japanese lady.
Does she go into
people's... She goes to people's houses.
See, I hate these... Like, my mum and dad watch these... I've got a real aversion to these kind of... We're going in and finding some mad member of the public. I don't care what their house looks like. I don't care.
Mm. Yeah, I must say,
give a shit if Mary's thrown out all of her.
I must say, you need to have been paradoxically on TV twice before I give a shit about it. Don't get on telly. You shouldn't be allowed. There should be a rule now: no new people on telly.
It's
like,
too
that's
many.
It. We've got enough. I can't.
That's such a funny.
That's why,
like, no new people.
No new. None of this new talent, new faces stuff. Like, on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
We want old talent.
Old talent.
Yeah.
Bring like North. Naughty Nick. Oh, a Naughty Nick.
Naughty
Click on How Clean Is Your House or something like that.
Yeah.
I bet it's a naughty, dirty house. I'm desperate to know what these certain people are like. Like, Naughty Nick, what he's up to. Even like Buzz Armstrong, whatever the hell he was called. Oh, no, I know. Is he around? Buzz Aldrin?
I was going to say the spaceman.
Spaceman.
The astronaut.
You know, he's coining it, probably. He's still around.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, wait. Apollo 14, the where the astronauts weren't even that famous. What are they doing now?
I don't know. I'm desperate to know how clean their house is, though.
Yeah, I want to see what they're up to, something like that. But yeah, that's why I burned my food. I was learning how to tidy by Marie Kondo. But are you tidy then?
Yeah, I am.
It's like coming home to... When I get home, it's like... You know, I can't think of the specific Disney cartoon, but there's one where there's like all birds like carrying sheets around and everything.
Snow White.
Like,
No. How dare you?
Sleeping Beauty.
Don't you dare come to my house. We're recording in my house, by the way, in my bedroom. It is sleep. Well, because there... I think it's both.
So yeah,
that's what I mean. Like, in my head, it's just generic Disney, where like little birds go around and things are swept and everything's beautiful and lovely.
Swept. We're talking about Snow White.
Yeah.
So living with me is like living in your own Disney film.
Yeah.
So you've got like vermin and stuff just in the house.
Big time.
You're saying,
birds,
crows.
It depends who stayed over the night before. It depends who one of us is dating at the time. But yeah.
It must have been absolute pandemonium with like birds flying around in that little house. Have you ever had a bird in your living room? It's fucked.
Yeah, when I was a kid, and our cat Jib used to bring birds. We just wake up to a really weird noise, and you'd open the bedroom door, and there'd just be a crow
That's
flapping
mad.
Around.
I went to I moved some washing up gloves once, and all this rice fell out of it. And I thought, that's weird.
Maggots.
It's weird that rice is alive.
Oh.
And now I can't do washing up. That's my answer.
Foul.
That's why I don't wash up. Because I've got PTSD about some living rice.
Yeah, no shit.
So, Jib,
Jim.
So what's happening there? So
I don't know why we called him Jim.
Cut of his?
I don't know.
Jim's one of those words which only exists in one context.
I know.
So like fro and like spam, like spick and span. Like,
yeah.
So like Jib, I don't know. Is it
I don't know where it came. No, I'm trying to think. And I think it was... I don't think my mum would have called the cat Giblet. I don't know.
She's named after like one of the Bee Gees, but someone mispronounced it and it's stuck.
Or maybe he's a tax avoider.
At the time, we had Jib and we had Jib and Schmiedel. We weren't very good at... We didn't name her for ages and we just kept going, like, how often
do you have to say their names?
Yeah,
I know, I don't know what...
Something really... obscure.
I don't know why we had a Jib and a Schmiedel.
Have middle names? That could be quite... I mean, it's unnecessary, but I mean, you don't need to give a name to a cat.
I think it's weird when you go to the vets and, like, they say, oh, Thierry Pinder. I'm like, oh, you don't need to say, like, my...
I had a cat called Jigsaw, which was really cute, before the Saw films came out.
Oh,
and
my
then
God.
The Saw films came out, I was like, oh, Adam is a murderer.
Jigsaw
is now the scariest name. Jigsaw, because he had like a patch. He had like patches that looked like jigsaws, and I was like, "Oh, what? Why? What does this cat do?" But it was good that you're tidy. I would love to know how to be this. It's so sad. This show, this Marie Kondo show, because they just show you these houses of these people. Who? That's the thing. They're not untidy. It's not like they're hoarders or anything. They're just normal people. But it's like, oh, okay, everyone could be a bit tidier. But you watch it. It's kind of pitched as to like, oh, this is how you can be tidier. I don't own anything other than a laptop I'm watching it on. So I'm like, there's nothing I can tidy. Mm. I don't own anything. Like it's all these Americans.
I've just got visions of you just in an empty house with your laptop.
Your house is bare, isn't it? Really bare.
I've got a new house now, and that is more bare. Even more bare.
What?
There's a lot of... I've never had...
You had really odd pieces of furniture in your...
Oh, there, nothing would match. I don't think I've ever once bought anything for aesthetic reasons.
Right.
Like, I've never bought a painting.
Nothing sparked you with joy when you've walked around IKEA enough
never.
To purchase
I've never
it.
Been... I've never seen a painting and thought, I need that. Because I'm like, I'm not...
Really?
A painting. I'm not Anna Scott from Notting Hill. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, it's a horse. If I want to see a horse, I'll think about a horse. I don't want the same horse.
Your spam thinking about horses.
No, like, why are they not updated paintings? Like, you should get another
what
telly.
What do you mean they have? There's all sorts of artwork.
I know.
You don't have to have a horse.
All right, name one thing I could have on my wall.
I like having Henry pictures. Matisse. I've got a lovely... You've got a couple.
I've got a couple of Henry Matisse line drawings.
I've got a picture of Prince.
A prince or Prince?
No, Prince.
Prince, the singer, not...
The purple
prince.
One.
But then you look at it and you go, all right, Prince, and then what?
I love it. I just aesthetically, like, he's beautiful. It's a lovely picture. That would spark joy for me. I go,
Auntie Claire. My Auntie Claire, who loves art and has lovely taste, and she's got like a lovely kind of picture wall up her stairs,
it's gorgeous.
Literally fills me with joy.
No, it doesn't. No, maybe you like stairs. You must like stairs. You're like, oh, I'm on my way up or something like that. Oh, no, let's go downstairs. This is fun. Imagine if the desktop on your laptop.
How can
just
you
didn't
not
change,
like paintings or photographs?
Because like, just if I want to see a painting, I'll just Google paint, and then I go, oh, that's all right. A fish or a house or
what
whatever.
What comes up if you Google paint? I want to do it now.
I will be. I mean, it better if it's a horse or a fish, I'll be delighted.
I thought you said I'll be fuming.
I know. I don't.
I want to use my location.
I'm trying to work out if I'm even being hyperbolic for entertainment. Oh, Dulux. I'd have a picture of that.
What's your favourite album? Would you not like a poster of your
music,
favourite album?
Waste of time. Absolute waste of time. I don't. Album art can absolutely go fuck itself. It's an audio medium. Don't represent it visually. It's an audio. It should be.
You're mad.
No, I think a paint. I just think it's like posters on the wall when you're a teenager. But like, well, you're not gonna like.
Did
South.
You never have posters on your wall?
I had a picture, a South Park poster. Because I thought, this is cool.
My brother had a South Park.
Yeah, South Park, cool. Because I was like, I felt naughty having a South Park poster. And I had, what else? I think that was it.
I think it's sort of, when you're young, it's about defining yourself and your identity. And your
I
friends
plastered
are come
my
around
walls
and you go, this
in
is
posters.
What I like, this is who I am. It's about clothes and that's what your house feels like now. And I feel like, well, I wanted to sort of represent me, and
I agree.
When people come to your home, it feels like a home. I guess
it's an empty void.
It's a little bit about projecting
it's
stuff.
Two things,
isn't it,
either a void or pictures of myself, because that represents me. Either big, like,
loads of headshots.
Yeah, headshots.
I've been to, actually, I did date a guy who had, he won't be listening to this. Is it like posters of
what?
Like in his room
of
and
himself?
His flat? All the pictures on the wall were just all TV shows, films, posters, everything he's been in of himself. And I was like, oh, this is weird.
Yeah, I have my parents.
And I thought, well, this isn't going to carry on.
And it, and it wasn't his parents to put it up.
It was his flat.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
And they just all and I was like, oh, what's that? Oh, that's that TV show you were in. What's that? Oh, it's your Edinburgh show. Just all his things.
That's mad.
Like, oh, you definitely
many,
are. You're a narcissist.
How many would you say?
I had an inkling before.
Is it narcissism if it's purely for the goal of people saying, oh, what's that? Do you know what I mean? Is that narcissism?
Well, like, it's just, I don't know, it's just kind of weird to want to lie in, like, because I really like my picture of Prince, and I've got a Beatles poster, which you would hate. It's like an album, it's an album and a film, and everything you hate in faith. But, like, you know, just it's sort of what it evokes for me is just, like, music that I grew up with and things that are aesthetically nice. I don't know. Anyway, he just... So it's a bit weird that you just want to look at your own face in a poster. Like, you've also got mirrors.
Yeah, that's
get
mad.
Away from yourself for 5 seconds.
Yeah. When I was modelling, and people used to, very, very, like, talented people used to, like, write to me, I'd really like to paint you, would you like it? I was like, no, I don't want to have paintings of myself in
yeah.
my house.
Paint me like one of your French.
Do you look like Leonardo DiCaprio? Yes,
yeah.
I'd love
oh,
you
Oh, yeah, he could.
And, like, and when some of the girls, it's fine, but some of the girls I used to model with, I go to their houses and they'd have, like, their modelling pictures on the wall,
oh,
and I was
really?
Like, oh, this is really fucking weird.
Well, I guess it's like, if it was a big goal or an achievement, if it was a cool photo, it was like, I don't know.
I just, oh, yeah, I don't know. I like family pictures and like pictures of you and your friends, but I don't think
I
want like
office,
a
maybe
yeah.
it might be quite
your work
cool,
stuff. You're at work. Like, I have a, my parents' downstairs toilet, they have like photos of me, like.
Oh, but
like,
that's fine.
No, but no,
your
but like,
parents.
But it's,
so they live in the Pleasance.
But it's on the door, and it's like photos of like shows I've been in the past. But what's weird is sometimes it's like mixed bill comedy shows with other comedians pictures. So it's really weird. There's loads of photos of like old Edinburgh posters of me or whatever. But there's also like photos of comedians that I don't know that well staring at me. Like a guy that doesn't do comedy anymore, and it's like it's quite weird for like it's just
yeah, that's
it's
funny.
There. But like, I don't, the idea of having photos of yourself is
weird.
It's like having a caricature. It's like, imagine if you have a caricature drawn of yourself. I don't know who caricatures are for. Because like, where do you put it? Like, do you got this? Is
past the age of 16, no one wants a caricature.
I know, the guy who
and you go, my nose
drew
isn't
Super
that big.
Ted did one of me. It literally couldn't have looked less like me.
Oh,
I thought because
yeah.
he did Super Ted, he was validated.
I had one done... And it was £25. And while he was, this was so recently. I did it with Sean McLaughlin. Have you heard of him?
Mm-hmm.
And he, which had some time to kill in Leicester Square. And he.
What else
yeah,
would you do?
But I thought, why not?
M&M's world is closed.
Yeah. I want to know how ugly I am. I want to know what my defining terrible feature is. And we had these caricatures drawn. And I was trying to make small talk with the guy. And I said, oh, so how long have you been doing caricatures for? And he said, you know, time. And I was like, weird answer. I then looked at what he did. He had been doing caricatures for, I'd say, the exact amount of time he had been drawing that caricature. It was a picture of absolutely anyone, and it was 25 quid. I gave him 30. He said thank you, and then just put it in his pocket. So he scammed me. But I thought, what the hell? I just throw it away. I was like, where do I put it? I put it in my house.
I like, love the thought of a caricature
show.
Artist just
I
doing
could,
the
like,
same picture of everyone and going,
hey, yeah.
It looks just like you.
And then they have like on display all these photos, all these like photocopies of like amazing caricatures that they pretend they've done. You know
they've
what I mean?
Nicked
like,
them off.
Of course.
They've nicked them
it.
Off
yeah.
Google.
Photocopied them. They've Googled caricatures like I did with paint. It's easily done. Right, we're running out of time since ages ago.
Oh,
but
shit,
we've
sorry.
Got no, it's good. We've got three questions that we normally ask at the end.
Yeah.
We've gone so bloody off-piste. I just don't even know.
Yeah, it's the last one we've got to do, our Sunday questions.
Oh,
yeah,
it's our last one of this series.
So,
how hurried are you?
We're going to do them like real quick fire.
Are you very hurried?
No, not massively.
Great, we can have a good old natter.
We're filming. We've got to dress up as Victorian prostitutes.
All right. Okay.
And we've got to be on set in 10 minutes.
Hello. Yeah.
So, yeah, we are rather hurried.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right. I love how Lucy's like, no.
I'm like, what?
One of our most exciting Sundays ever, dressing up as Victorian prostitutes.
Yeah, it's living a dream.
We wanted to do that for ages. Adam, three things, right? And they kind of. You've sort of said that Sundays. Mm. Are just like any other day, and they don't really mean anything to you, and they don't have. But we sort of talk about how they have a different vibe to them, how you don't necessarily want to work. It's sort of a lazier start. You usually don't have to get up, as most people don't, as we were discussing, like London being a ghost town at like 9 a.m.
Yeah.
So three questions that we ask. First one is, what track would you like to wake up to in your bare room on a Sunday?
You have established that you hate music.
No,
so
I don't
know.
I love 40 songs.
Please don't listen to them.
No.
Sing them all.
Although that is a Sunday thing, the charts. Do you remember? You'd like to use number one.
I would like... What would I listen to? There is a song... You know Dusty Springfield?
Yeah.
You Don't Have to Say You Love Me.
I adore that song.
Joke in. National anthem every time. I love that song.
Just Be Close.
I love that song.
That's a lovely one to go on our playlist. We've got a Smashing Sundays playlist, which we add on every guest's choice.
It is so good, that song.
I adore that song.
But I wake up to, I guess that would be a lovely way to wake up. However, the beginning bars of it is just an absolutely out of place.
Doesn't it go like, da da da?
Yeah. It's a far too shocking.
Grand.
It's like the This Is Your Life music, and it's like no.
Yeah, and it throws you off. Yeah, and then you go, oh no, it's not this one. And then she starts singing, and you go, oh yeah.
Yeah, it's like Nelly Furtado. I'm Like a Bird starts with a string quartet for no reason, and it's very confusing. And you go, what the hell is this? This isn't. Oh, it's Nelly Furtado. Sorry, I think about Nelly Furtado a lot. Number two would be Nelly Furtado, I'm Like a Bird. We're not doing all four.
Yeah, you're second one, ideal viewing on a Sunday.
Well,
what
today,
do you like to sit down and watch?
Today I watched a documentary about I don't know how much detail you want me to go into, but I watched a documentary about, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life this morning. And this is the sort of thing I watched. There's a book, a 500-year-old book that was found, like not so long ago, written in a language that no one knows what it is.
I've read about this.
It's called the Voynich manuscript, and no one can crack what this language is like. And it's not random letters. Like all these code breakers and stuff at Yale have been like, this is a language.
They can see patterns.
There's
but they just
patterns,
can't
yeah.
decipher it.
And it's like 100 pages. They've carbon dated the ink and the paper, so it is 500 years old, and they can tell that the handwriting, it's someone who knows what this language is. They're writing it fast.
What part of the world is it from?
They think Italy, and they know.
Imagine if it's just some mad person that's done it for gags.
I hope it is. It's so cool.
See, that would annoy me, a documentary on that, because I'm guessing by the end they still
don't know.
Haven't figured it out.
Yeah, they pretend. They did say in. I mean, listener, go Google it. There's one theory that the book is an almanac of how to perform an abortion. Because back then, it was illegal, and so if you were caught with it, you'd get in trouble by the church. So they think this is coded message of how to do that, because all these pictures of like different plants and stuff. So that's what I was watching today. Because I guess Sundays, to me, Sundays do feel weird when I don't even realise it's a Sunday. I go, oh, no one's emailed me today.
Quieter, isn't it?
Yeah, and I go, I've been just watching YouTube videos of. I've been watching a lot of videos of. Dogs chasing the ambulance that their owner's in.
That's heartbreaking.
It's like me and the disabled dogs on a Sunday.
I watched one of them this morning.
I had to stop myself watching those.
Yeah. I watched a video this morning also of a dog watching The Lion King.
He's whimpering at it Mufasa's dying.
How can he tell what's going on? It's a big...
Wow.
Yeah. And he's going,
he's having a little...
God.
So I watch absolutely asinine... waste of time shit most of the time. I've barely watched a film in years. I just go, that's another video of a dog doing
something. I love an 80s film on a Sunday.
Yeah, same.
Like what?
like Three Men and a Baby. Splash. Splash is great on a Sunday.
Channel 5 Sunday films.
Splash was the most hardcore pornography I'd ever seen. There was so much kissing. It's so sexy, isn't it?
Splash.
When we were kids, like there were real like even Labyrinth, there were real like sexy elements to the films that we all loved that I just don't think you get now.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't watch as many kids' films now as I did because there's kind not of do many with my, kids in my life.
With my nieces and nephews, I think, oh, we were watching far sexier stuff.
Yeah, quite possibly.
So would you watch Splash with your nieces and nephews? Like,
yeah, they like Splash, yeah.
I bet the nephew does. All that dirty fish kissing.
Well, in the closing credits, you get a little flash of Daryl Hannah's boobs.
No.
Look out for that. They might have edited it out, but the last time I
probably
watched it...
Probably with Channel 5. They always cut big bits out, and then they'll put the news in the middle.
No way.
But yeah, when he... I don't want to spoil it for anyone. If you haven't seen Splash, what rock have you been living under? But when he jumps in, and the end credits is them swimming around, and her hair's sort of... And then there's a little bit of nip.
That's hot.
Scandal. Yeah, I guess, on a Sunday, that sort of film... You defo won.
Oh, I love that. Labyrinth. Willow. Willow's quite good.
Yeah. Saving Private Ryan. Just a nice chilled out hangover.
Bit of Schindler's List. Yeah. Really cheer you up.
Right, and third question. What's your perfect Sunday?
Perfect Sunday.
Apart from being here right now doing this podcast.
I think it doesn't matter where I am, it's who I'm with. So I could be literally anywhere. And if I was with two very cool ladies, or just anyone that's... If the chat's cool, I'm very happy. If I was, like, trying to think, if it's sunny, if I'm just anywhere outside, I'm over the moon.
Yeah.
If I'm near a park or something like that, despite now hating booze, I've just realised how delighted I am in a beer garden. It's the best thing. But also, in saying that, it's such a very idealised thing. If I agree to do that with someone, and then like when Sunday comes, I'm so desperate for them to cancel because I just want to watch YouTube. I'm pathetic. But I think the ideal thing to do would be, I'll be honest, absolutely ideal. Not this ever happened. Someone reading to me, so I'm like, I don't have to do it.
I do that to you, don't I? I read you Dickens.
Yeah,
someone
you read
Dickens,
me
someone reading a book
bit.
For me. Carrying me around in a big pram. I'm not in a pervert way, but it's like I want to be in a pram.
A beer garden.
Or just somewhere to, I don't know.
So basically, Adam, you can't wait till you're old because you'll just
to a beer garden while someone reads to you.
I want to be in a pram while it's raining on the transparent bit, and then someone's somehow feeding like knowledge into me, and then I guess just being with mates when it's sunny is the best. And no hangover. Because
hangovers
so
ruin your Sunday.
Yeah,
but, sorry for talking too much.
No, you've
been
great.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for this opportunity. And thank you for coming in. And hopefully get you guys back on the next series.
Thank you so much, Adam Hess. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
But thank you.
Sunday always gets me down, so come by Sunday, make it after 3.
Thank you for listening to Series 1 of Smashing Sundays. We've had an absolute blast doing it, and we've had some lovely messages about it. We're having a couple of weeks, we're having a little hiatus, because I'm buggering off on holiday.
And I can't do it on my own. We're having a little holiday, but please listen, share, and we'll be back in April.